Good morning, a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. It's a Friday post-New York primary. A number of races to talk about, Alan. It looks like Governor Andrew Cuomo got Christmas in September. He easily fends off Cynthia Nixon in his primary, the gubernatorial primary. Now we'll take on Mark Molinaro, Republican. And he also got his pick for Attorney General Letitia James.
Well, David, that's right. Cuomo continues to dominate in New York City. An awful lot of people know that Cuomo name. Of course, you know, he has had his problems about reverse anti-Semitic letters, in which Larry Schwartz used to be his top man, as now, quote, a volunteer, unquote, who says it was his job to review whatever was going out. And yes, it was bad what went out, which accused Cynthia Nixon of being an anti-Semite, which was absolute and utter nonsense. A woman who's raising her children Jewish who goes to shul herself. When Schwartz, of course, said famously, now it will go down in New York history. The bad stuff was on the other side of the paper. I forgot to turn it over. That's as good as it gets. Forgot to turn it over. So anyway, he won. Tish James is his person. No matter what she says, whether or not she's going to be up to keeping tabs on him in his administration is anybody's guess. Sean Patrick Maloney has to go back and face his congressional people, and hopefully for him, he can have his seat back, but it's a tough district. And there may be a few people who will remember the fact that he was going to desert them. From his perspective, I hope not, because, you know, this Congress could be flipped by one vote, and that might be the one vote. So there'll be some looking back on that one. What else is going on? There's obviously this huge story about all the IDC, the Independent Democratic Conference, finding itself out of luck. People were so ticked off about the way in which these IDC members kept the Republicans in power for so long, and they weren't going to forget it. And this time, they all got opponents and pretty much got wiped out, including their leader, Jeff Klein. The Working Families Party, of course, put many of these people up to running in the primaries, and they get a lot of credit for that, even though Cynthia Nixon, their standard bearer, did not win. And that's where it is right now.
Another interesting race we talked about, the governor's lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, squeaked past Jamani Williams, the New York City councilman who took her on.
Well, that's right. You know, he really ran a vigorous campaign. He worked very hard. Wasn't enough. The governor won by a lot, and he pulled his lieutenant governor pick over. It doesn't hurt her that she's a very competent woman, and she speaks extremely well. And she seems to be, at least from the time I spent with her, to be nice. So if she's permitted to be more than window dressing, it'll be great for her. She found out early on that Andrew Cuomo is not exactly a nice guy. When it looked like she was going to be inconvenient to him, he told her to basically get lost and go back and run for Congress, which ironically she would have won, of course, because Chris Collins is now indicted and in real trouble, but she didn't know it at the time. But anyway, she said no to him. She said, I'm not going to do that. And sure enough, she prevailed. So good for her.
As we go forward, I mentioned Republican Marcus Molinaro, Dutchess County, former Dutchess County executive. Your thoughts on that race going forward? I would imagine in a Trump year, it leans heavily towards Cuomo.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, David, I live in Massachusetts, and one of the things about this state is we have a Republican governor in the bluest state in the country, and that's because he's a Republican, Mr. Baker, meaning that he's indicated that Trump is not to his liking in a lot of ways. The Democrats think he's done an honest, fair broker job as governor, and he's extremely popular. Molinaro, if he's smart, will follow the Baker model and will say, that's for me. I'm a Democrat, too, you know, and I'm going to put out signals that Trump is really bad news. So far, I haven't seen that, at least not to my satisfaction. So unless he's willing to really rev it up and to become the people's candidate in New York State, where people have very definite views on Trump, I think he loses, and he loses bad.
Your conversation with Ken Lovett centered at one point around the governor saying that he was not going to run for president. And Ken said, well, anything can change and move the ball to make it so that he decides he needs to. And with this resounding win, does that put that ball more in the court?
Well, I'm sure the governor sees it that way. Now he's got to get over having said, you know, he could basically take God's wrath if he broke his word and went to run for president. No, it's funny how these things change. Alphonse D'Amato once had the quote of the century in which he said to a reporter, "That was then, this is now." And, you know, politicians have a way of lying. Cuomo has a lot of problems. I am sure that some of the stuff that has happened in the past will come back and bite him in the rear end. So he has to be very, very careful.
Finally, Alan, President Trump basically blaming the Democrats for inflating the numbers of dead in Puerto Rico and still saying that they've done a great job.
Well, I think everybody just knows he's lying again. It's one of the major lies that he tells every day. We all know it was a wreck. They needed an awful lot of help. It is true that their own local governments may have let them down, and it's true they were basically bankrupt. But on the other hand, we're a country, and when people need help, they need help, and you don't go around by denying that they need it.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, listeners, have a great weekend. Our thoughts, of course, with those in the Carolinas as they face Hurricane Florence. We'll be back on Monday.
You bet, David.